Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joe, good morning.
Speaking of colossal busts, good morning, guys.
Who are you talking about?
Me.
Oh, you're crazy.
Joe, I was interested to see Chet. Oh, go ahead, Joe.
Mark wanted to mention right off the top, should wish Clyde Lee well. I've noticed in the paper this morning he's in the hospital at St. Thomas. Doesn't say much about his condition, only that he's in stable condition, but certainly want to wish him well.
Absolutely. A longtime friend, broadcast partner of mine. We used to do the women's games together, did men's games for a while, but did the women's games quite a while together, and certainly do wish him the best.
Thought it was interesting. Don't know if you saw this. Chad Ford of ESPN.com, as I mentioned, sort of their Mel Kiper Jr., you know, when it comes to basketball.
Right.
Rated A.J. Ogilvy 62nd or late first or early second as far as, you know, possibly in the draft if he entered it. Now, this is 62nd based on every player that's eligible for the draft. Many of them are staying in school.
Right.
So I thought that was a pretty high rating.
Yeah, it's funny because I was sitting in the Tampa airport the day after we had lost in the tournament. In the SEC tournament, and we're sitting there waiting for a flight that was delayed. And so I pulled up my computer, and just for the heck of it, I went to a couple of the mock draft sites just to see what was going on, who was where. And I remember AJ being listed in the first round, toward the end of the first round in several of them, and in the second round in the others. And it kind of gave me some pause to think as well, you know, well, I wonder, you know, if that could follow through, you know, if he was assured of being, you know, a first-round pick, what he would do. My guess is that I don't think he has any intention of going. I think he thinks he needs another year back at least with a team. I think he also wants to be a part of a team that I think he believes can be pretty good.
Or that Kevin and his staff will put a block on his computer and he can't see any of this stuff.
That could certainly happen as well. Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. He could be banned all access to any media-related, materials. But I think he believes he wants to come back for another year at least. He likes school, and he thinks he can get better on a team that's going to be better. So I don't think there's much concern about that. But it is interesting that it does at least get your attention.
When Tim Corbin was an assistant at Clemson after some tough losses on the road, he would come back and go on the treadmill for like an hour. Or he'd go work out and just not get any sleep.
Yep.
How does he get this team to recover from a three-game sweep to Alabama that absolutely knocked him for a loop?
I think he's still on the treadmill, Mark.
Yeah. But,
no, this team has been pretty good. We talked about it after a couple of disappointing losses. I even mentioned to him, it seems that the players bounce back quicker than the coaches and the fans and the broadcasters, and he agreed. They really do. They seem to have a spirit of ability to do that. This is the last midweek games that are scheduled, although I'll tell you there will probably be one or two more that will be added on late in the season, and it's pretty important to get on the field, put those behind you. I talked to one of the players after the game on Saturday, and he said the best part about baseball is you don't have to dwell on it for a week like football. You know, you have to get right back out there and play again, so you don't get to sit around and mope about it, which is probably an advantage.
So Austin Peay today and then Louisville tomorrow?
That's right. Austin Peay today at 6 o'clock up in Clarksville. I think Sean Bierman's going to start. Pitched very well, and he was one of the bright spots on the weekend pitching-wise for Vanderbilt. And then Wednesday, I think Taylor Hill will get the start against Louisville. So it's a big weekend of another five-game week, so it'll be a very busy one.
Kind of a weird week for Jensen Lewis. He picks up two losses against the Yankees in a series where the Indians scored a ton of runs, except for the games where Jensen pitched.
Yeah. Bad timing. You know, he had gotten a win in a game where he actually didn't pitch that great. You know, he gave up a run or so, but was in there at the right time when the team scored runs that gave him back the lead. So I guess it all kind of goes around and comes around, but at least he's getting in the mix again and is starting to get in there on a regular basis. And I think he'll do fine. He seems to be stronger this year, and I think a little more confident this year.
He's got the right personality. Yeah. I don't mean this in a negative way, to handle failure.
No, you're right. No, and you have to be able to do that if you're going to go out there in relief pitching. I mean, sometimes they're going to get you. You know, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug, I guess. And he's got a great mentality for it. I think he'll do well for quite a while in the majors. And then if he decides to go into broadcasting, he's got a future.
Yeah,
in that.
No, yeah, we're done.
No, yep, no question about it.
Yep, Joe, we appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow.
I wanted to mention one quick thing, guys. We had a guy in our department, John Thorpe, who's our facilities manager in athletic department, ran the Boston Marathon yesterday, And I believe he finished 254.35, which I think is 751st overall. And I think it was his first Boston Marathon, so that's pretty impressive.
That's wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.